Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
Fan Junkies Radio invites you to sit back, relax, turn the TV volume down, and turn your computer volume up for another edition of Frat House Saturday. Now, here's Frat House Mike himself, Mike McShane.
Good Saturday afternoon to you all, and thank you once again for joining me here on another Frat House Saturday right here on Fan Junkies Radio Network. It's a relaxing one this afternoon. We're coming right smack in the middle of, for I guess what most people have got a four-day holiday weekend here, is we're still kind of celebrating the 4th of July. Nice way the calendar worked out this year for us. Get that four-day weekend going. No holiday for us, though, here at Frat House Sports and at Fan Junkies Radio. No holiday for us. I mean, Friday, Sidekick and I we did our regular shooting of 5 minutes at the Frat House, number 96, coming at you in just a couple of moments. We did that on Thursday. Then yesterday, Jonathan and I did our regular Fan Junkies Radio program right here on Friday. And, of course, now today I'm coming to you on Saturday, as usual, with our Frat House Saturday program. No rest for the weary here at Frat House Sports. But that's just the way we roll because, hey, we love this stuff. This is what we do. Live for it. And if there's anything on your mind with regard to something going on in the sports world, please do not hesitate to jump in. That's what this is all about, folks. I mean, this is internet-based talk radio. So, talk it up. 347-237-5373. Jump in, give me a holler, let me know what's on your mind with anything that's going on in any of your sports, any of your teams, whatever might be on your mind. Take a look at a little bit of today in sports history, and I'm going to go back to 80 years ago today. I thought this was kind of neat. 80 years ago today, in 1933, we saw the very first Major League Baseball All-Star Game was played on this date. It was held in Chicago. And for those of you keeping score, the American League won that one 4-2 over the National League. There you go. Little old score for you from 80 years ago. Don't ask me to get the box score. I'm not finding that one. We do have some Major League Baseball games that are about to kick off right now, 1 o'clock this afternoon. You've got the Baltimore Orioles up in New York to play the Yankees, and you've got the Minnesota Twins up in Toronto to play the Blue Jays. Those are your 1 o'clock games. We do have a couple of games coming up then later on at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock you've got the Oakland Athletics in Kansas City to play the Royals, and you have the Miami Marlins in St. Louis to play the Cardinals. That's what's happening right now in Major League Baseball. I'll be coming back and giving you the scores on those momentarily. You know, as things continue to go through the hour here, I'll give you the updates on the scores. You know, it's frequently referred to as, and I brought it up last week on our Frat House Saturday program here, August frequently referred to as kind of the dog days of summer. But in the sports world, really, you'd have to kind of consider these next, well, I guess it really started last week and going for about the next 3 weeks, I suppose. These are really the dog days of summer because there's not a whole heck of a lot going on. You've got Major League Baseball. That's what we've got. That's the only real thing. Oh, you got some auto racing going on as well. Gosh knows I can't forget that. We've got a NASCAR race this evening. Race number 17 of the season for NASCAR down at the Daytona International Speedway. And so you've got some motorsports going on. But really, the major sports that are happening right now, it's Major League Baseball. That's it. That's the only thing that's really going on until 3 weeks from now when we get into the training camps for the NFL. And I was looking over the dates of those this morning, and for most teams, it appears some of them have got rookies coming in around the 18th of July. But for the most part, most of them have their veterans jumping in on training camps in around the 24th, 25th of July. So where are we? Right now we're at the 6th of July, and so you still have yourself about 3 weeks. 3 weeks yet to go through the dog days of summer until we really, really get juiced up for another type of sport in football. That is unless, I suppose, you're following what's going on in free agency in both the NBA and NHL. And I don't know, but it seems to me that it's never been more evident of how kind of, I don't know what the word I want, disenchanting, in some respects almost kind of disgusting, free agency has become in our major sports. As I watch the NHL sign players to just absolutely ridiculous, ridiculous contracts. Contracts of a money magnitude that is just completely out of hand, and lengths of contracts that it is so obviously are just wrong. You know, to be signing players for 7 and 8 years, I'm sorry, that just doesn't make any sense to me at all. I mean, it was just, you know, I'm thinking about it. We were talking a little bit about Ilya Bryzgalov and the fact that Bryzgalov will be paid through the year of 2014 as a result of the contract that he signed with the, not 2014, it's 2021, actually, I think it is, as a result of the contract he signed with the Philadelphia Flyers. Bobby Bonilla is still being paid by the Mets and will continue to be paid. I forget what the date on that is, but it's past the date that Bryzgalov will be paid. I think it's something ridiculous like 2030-something. Why in the world would we be signing these? Would general managers be signing contracts, guaranteed contracts, for some of these guys that would potentially hamstring the entire organization for decades? It makes no damn sense. And I hear analysts on all the time on talk radio saying, well, I don't care what people do in free agency. They're not spending my money. It's not my money. Well, no, in some respects, it is your money. Where are the owners? Where are the general managers? Where are these organizations getting the money from, except from the fans? I look at my sports teams in some respects, and I expect them to be stewards. I expect them to be good stewards of the money that we, as fans, are loaning them. And when you look up and down some of the contracts that have been signed already, free agency just opened yesterday in the NHL. The NBA is about to kick into it. When you take a look at some of these contracts that have been signed for the amounts of money and the length of time, I mean, I'm just looking over the list real quick here of the NHL, which I'm not even sure how they sorted this one particular list. It's over on, it's actually over on Pro Hockey Talk. And I'm just looking through this list here of contracts that have already been signed. David Clarkson signs in Toronto 5 years, $36.75 million. Now, I'm going to be perfectly blunt. I don't know much about David Clarkson. I'd have to go look up his numbers. But I think the question one always has to ask is, really, is anybody worth, what is that, $7 million a year? Ryan Chloe signs in New Jersey, 5 years, $24.25 million. This is one we were talking about yesterday on our Fan Junkies radio program here. Jonathan Regis and myself were talking about this one a little bit yesterday. This is a guy that was prone to concussions constantly last year, was out of the lineup, and remember, that was a shortened season. And yet we're going to reward this guy with a five-year contract worth almost $5 million a year, $24.25 million. I really do not understand it. I find the whole thing, you know, I guess I hate to sound naive, but I'm a bit of a romantic. I understand what free agency is all about. I understand how it's helped in creating across our sports leagues. It has helped in creating, I guess, a modicum of parity so that we don't have those situations where you have the juggernaut teams that are constantly winning the championships one year after another. Well, understandably, that gets boring. I understand what free agency has done, and there's a lot of positives that it has done. But it has gotten completely out of control. I throw it out there for your consideration, your comments. 347-237-5373. You know, obviously we can't turn the clock back. That's not going to happen. But it seems to me, and I understand we go through this all the time when we're talking about new CBAs and new collective bargaining agreements. You know, it's always the players and the players' union up against the owners. Owners want to keep more money. Players want more money. But isn't there a way somehow or another in these CBAs that we could somehow or another get a rein on the size of these contracts and the length of time that they go? I really, really had thought that that was one of the things that the NHL was attempting to address in this particular CBA. Now, it got to such a stalemate that perhaps maybe they had to acquiesce on that and give in. But I really, really thought that, you know, going into that whole negotiation for the CBA for particularly the NHL this year, one of the things that was going to be addressed was the length of these contracts. And like I said, perhaps maybe throughout the negotiations, it was ultimately something that the owners had to give up on, because obviously this is something the players want. They want their security. Sure, sign me for a 9-year deal. I love it. But is it in the best interest of the teams, of the organizations, particularly in the NHL, where we're talking about teams, and we brought it up many, many times right here on Fan Junkies Radio, where you're talking about teams like Phoenix, Tampa Bay, the Islanders, the Devils, financially strapped. And yet, we've got the Devils out there signing Ryan Chloe to a 5-year deal for almost $25 million. Huh? Does it make any sense? Is it good for sports? Or should it be modified in some way or another? Should we get a rein on this thing? 347-237-5373. Let me know what you think about that. I want to bring to you this week's 5 minutes at the Frat House, number 96, which Sidekick and I shot on the 4th of July. A very, very good program. Very, very, very amusing. I say it every week. I got to say it again. Hey, this is one you definitely want to see. There are some funny, funny moments in this. And to get a chance to take a look at it, all you have to do is go over to YouTube, type in 5 minutes at the Frat House. You'll find all of our videos there. All 96 of the regular ones. 96 straight weeks now we've been going with it. But then you'll also find a whole load of other short ones that we've done over the past almost 2 years. Or you can go over to our website, frathousesports.net. Go over there and you will find it as well. Now, I don't have this week's up there just yet. I will probably have it up, though, sometime early this afternoon. Either one of those two places, frathousesports.net, or just go straight to YouTube, type in 5 minutes at the Frat House, and you'll find it. And this is one you're definitely going to want to take a look at because, as I pointed out, it is very, very, very amusing. During the playing of this, I'm not going to be taking any calls, but I will come back after the fact, and I'll take, I can sit here so long as anybody wants to call in and participate this afternoon. If there's something on your mind, something you hear perhaps in this rebroadcast of 5 minutes at the Frat House, please do not hesitate to give me a holler once this has concluded. So let me bring to you this week's 5 minutes at the Frat House, number 96. Alrighty, look at that. We're coming to you on Independence Day, July 4th, right here from the Frat House with our 96th straight week of 5 minutes at the Frat House, brought to you by Frat House Sports with Frat House Mike and Sidekick. And you know, we've said we have never missed a single week without a new show. How about this one? We're even coming to you on a national holiday right here. We are broadcasting right now on July 4th, the middle of the afternoon right here. Hey, everybody else gets a day off. We don't take a day off.
No,
we don't take a week off.
During the show.
Why the heck not? Absolutely. Here's the evidence, though, that we don't take a day off. But we do have a great barbecue to get to here, Sidekick, and I understand it's going to be thanks to one of your culinary specialties that you brought to us. What's on the menu for today?
We're going to have St. Louis pork steaks with my dad's barbecue recipe made with Mike's favorite Budweiser.
There you go. There you go. All right.
Good times.
We're looking for – and these steaks, by the way, came all the way directly from
– from St. Louis, yes.
When you were just out there just a couple of weeks ago.
Brought them back. Duffel bag full of pork steaks.
Duffel bag. Other people are smuggling other things. He's smuggling pork steaks. Yep. How do you like that one?
So, I did my 45-day body transformation weight loss contest. That ended yesterday.
And to hell with that. Throw it out the window.
30 pounds I lost, I'm putting on today.
Today is Sidekick's Thanksgiving.
Let's have a ham sandwich.
Forget the ham sandwiches.
I'm a pork steak man.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I need a drink.
We're going to have a few of those. With all that on our menu, we might just move through today's show a bit quicker than normal. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
I don't know. I may get long-winded.
Listen, let's get right to it, and let's start it off with something we haven't looked at in the past few weeks. And that's some NHRA action. And specifically, let's go take a look at the leaderboard because we haven't taken a look at that in the past couple of weeks as we've missed some coverage. Incredibly, as of last week, we've had 12 nationals now under our belt, just six remaining in the season before the countdown to the championship. It kind of works a little bit like NASCAR where there's a regular season and then we have other nationals thereafter the fact.
Season.
Exactly. So, since we looked last, where do we stand at this point? Well, over in the Top Fuel Dragster division, not many changes in our absence. Tony Schumacher continues to stay atop the list, just 37 points ahead of Sean Langdon. Last year's champion, Antron Brown, sits currently in fourth, 208 points out of first. Oof. Remember, I said only six nationals remaining at this point right now. In the Funny Car division, Matt Hagen way out in front right now, 106 points ahead of Cruz Pedregon. But look here, 15-time champion John Force is in third right now, 142 points out of first. Still has a shot at it. And finally, in pro stock, it's been Mike Edwards all year long, 128 points ahead of Jeg Coplin. Just like us, though, no holiday for the NHRA drivers as they are heading to Norwalk, Ohio for the Summit Racing Equipment Nationals. And we'll get back to bringing you the standings in NHRA more regularly as we actually count it down. We're going to start counting down to the championship as well and the conclusion of their regular season. All right, let's not stop there. How about a bit more motorsports action with our 17th race of the NASCAR season last Saturday? Correction. Let's make that Sunday, huh? As Saturday got postponed due to the weather down at the Kentucky Speedway. And there were probably some drivers, I would think, Sidekick, that would have liked this race to get delayed even a bit longer, a.k.a. how about Brad Keselowski, who was knocked out of the race in a red flag wreck in lap 49. How about 182-lap leader Jimmy Johnson was probably also praying for another rain delay stoppage at some point. As in the end, well, Matt Kenseth, our Sprint Cup victories leader at this point right now, well, he got himself another checkered.
Yep.
His fourth of the season, which put him above Jimmy Johnson in everything but the leaderboard. Others who came in the top five at Kentucky included, hey, how about good job to Jamie McMurray coming in second.
Yep, Jamie Mack,
Clint Boyer, another top five.
Mark should be jumping up.
Exactly. What's that, his sixth? It's got to be fifth or sixth. We'll see him on the board in a moment. In third, Joey Logano came in fourth, and Kyle Busch, another top five for Kyle as well. All right, now, let's take a look at that leaderboard, because now we're starting to get to the time of the season where we only have about nine races left, and things are going to start to, well, maybe not move as much, but become that much more important. No changes again this week on the leaderboard. Jimmy Johnson still at number one. Carl Edwards, number two. Clint Bowyer, number three. Kevin Harvick, number four. And Matt Kenseth, number five. This is where it gets interesting, though.
Yeah, I know. Say, all the changes are sixth through ten.
Right.
And this is where it's going to
get right. And this is where it's going to get interesting, and that's where I want to move to you, because we got our movers and our losers.
Yep.
And there were quite a few movers and quite a few losers.
Yep.
And a couple of those in a moment I want to talk about. So what do we got? What do we got going on there on the leaderboard below five?
Well, the biggest losers this week are brought to you by Kyle Busch, or I'm sorry, Kurt Busch.
For a moment, I thought you had a sponsor. I was getting excited.
We did, Kurt Busch. And Furniture Row Racing.
Our
biggest losers are Brad Keselowski, who dropped four spots due to the wreck, the crash.
Right.
And then also Greg Biffle, who dropped three spots because he was involved in that accident as well.
Mm-hmm.
He got caught up in that. And our biggest movers of the week are... Joey, can I get some respect now, Logano, who moved up four spots? And, surprise, surprise, Kurt Busch moved up three spots.
Is Joey getting any respect yet, really?
No.
Okay, all right.
And then also just that Martin Truex Jr. over the last 3 weeks has shot up nine spots. He's in the top ten now.
Right. Now, I mentioned before we went into that there were a couple of drivers that I wanted to touch on, and in particular... Let me start it off. We've talked a lot about somebody that we've talked a lot about this season, and that's Denny Hamlin.
Yeah.
There was an article out the other day that didn't necessarily say that Hamlin was mathematically out of it, but it certainly painted a non-contending picture. I think it was a story over on Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Hamlin himself in the article was quoted as saying, we're just going to try to win races, and that's what my job is for the rest of the season. Is to try to win and do the best I can for my sponsors and my team. That certainly sounded like
who had kind of chalked
it in himself.
That was one of the points I was going to bring up is, you know, he can still get in it.
Absolutely.
But you can tell from his demeanor now that he's kind of conceded and said, you know what, we're going to do the best we can through the rest of the season, try some stuff, you know, maybe swing for the fences a couple times. But, yeah.
Does Denny Hamlin become tantamount to that golfer that lays up at this point right now, where, in other words, he's really not going to go out and give it his all, but, hey, if I get a top 10, if I get a couple of top fives, I'll be happy, but, you know, I'm not going to push it?
Well, I think you're going to see him taking more risks.
Really?
Well, you think it would actually go
the opposite?
Well, no, I mean, as far as... If he's going to concede the season at this point,
right,
and he's just going to race, you may see him. You know, some racers, as you get closer to the chase, they get a little bit more. What's the word I'm looking for? A little more tame.
Okay.
You know, just trying. You know, sit laying back, taking the sure bets, not really rocking the boat too much because they're in the chase and they just want to get there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
If there's like Jimmy Johnson.
But he's got nothing, if in fact in his own mind he's got nothing to necessarily race for, except just to collect the checks, keep the car safe, don't wreck it too badly because the sponsors are only going to have to put the money out to repair it, then wouldn't it just be tantamount to, like I said, just putting a layup on it?
Yeah, but you may see him take some other risks or gamble sometimes on something because he's got that, hey, we're going to go for the win. I'm not saying he's going to go out there and he's going to be aggressive.
And
stuff like that. But, I mean, you know, he's going to roll the dice now a little bit more maybe on the pit stops. You know, the four tires versus two tires and different things. Like, you know, they're going to do some experimentation and see what they can get out of the car because this is the first year they're on the Gen 6 car.
You know, one of the reasons I ask you these questions is because, obviously, we're going to be looking at you in a couple of moments for your fantasy suggestions.
Right.
And my thinking is this somebody that we would want to seriously consider throwing on a fantasy roster at this point, particularly in light of those kinds of comments?
No, absolutely. There's going to be tracks coming up. You're going to want Denny Hamlin on that roster.
All right.
And you know, just so you know, we've got nine races left. Hamlin has won at five of the nine remaining tracks.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
So
he's won twice at New Hampshire, three times at Pocono, and twice at his home track in Richmond. Nine of his 22 victories have come off those tracks. So that's almost 50%.
So you think that he'll actually be going out on those tracks and giving it his all, trying to get a checker?
Okay, he's a competitor.
All right.
You know, he may sound like a lame duck.
Right.
Where you know he's kind of in that defeated mode. But don't rule him out.
He's okay.
I move for no man.
There you go.
So
listen, the other one I want to bring up real quick to you, defending Sprint Cup champion Brad Keselowski. Currently, right now, 13th in the points. I think you brought up he was one of the losers.
He was, I think, ninth.
He dropped four. He dropped four spots this week. He's 145 points behind the leader, Jimmy Johnson. Still no wins this season.
Yep.
This is the lowest standing right now for Brad since April of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a recent USA Today article suggested that Keselowski may just wreck himself out of the chase. All right, thoughts on Keselowski at this point. Again, as I pointed out, the leaderboard is reflecting to us not many changes, but we're getting at that point in time in the season where it's, you know, we only got nine races left. What has Keselowski got to do here? I mean, he's dropping like a stone. In fact, the past couple of weeks, what's the best finish we've seen? 30-something.
Yeah. Here's the thing with Brad Keselowski. You know what's hurting him? He's got no wins this year.
Right.
That's what's hurting him. If he had a win, he would have kicked Tony Stewart out of that second wild card spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because let me go back to my notes here, because we didn't touch on the wild cards. You know, the wild cards right now are Casey Kane in 11th and Tony Stewart in 16th.
Right.
He dropped the spot because he finished so bad. You know, he's going the wrong way. You know, you got to be in the top 20 and a win to qualify for the wild card. If he keeps going at the pace he's going to find himself out of the chase.
Right.
Because he'll, you know, if he keeps dropping, he's going to wind up outside top 20.
What's your gut feeling on this at this point now? I mean, the season has kind of gotten away from us a little bit, where everybody, I think, kind of has thought, okay, Brad's going to come around. Now we're sitting here, we're in early July, we're nine races out before the chase, and everybody's sitting there going, oh, my God, where the hell is Brad Keselowski?
Well, here's the problem that I see with Brad. Over the 10 races, I'm going to include Kentucky.
Right.
Okay, over the 10 races, the best chance that Keselowski had was at Kentucky last week, and he blew it. He didn't blow it.
Yeah.
You know, Kurt was involved.
Right.
And that's kind of the trickiness with NASCAR. It's not completely your own doing. Somebody can take you out, you know, as we saw last week, and now all of a sudden, Keselowski's on the outside looking in.
Yep.
You know, when that was his best chance to get a win and cement himself in the chase.
Right.
You know, because if he got that win, I don't think we'd be talking about Keselowski now. You know,
It wouldn't have been on the agenda. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, well, I don't think we'd talk about him over the next nine races if he had that win. Because he could drop down and he'd still be ahead of Tony Stewart.
Right, right.
So, you know, Brad's got some work to do.
Go time. It's go time.
Yeah, he's got to get a win.
And Daytona, I don't know if it is the best place for him at this point right now. And that's where we're heading this week. Our second visit of the season to the Daytona International Speedway. Coverage of that you can pick up on Saturday evening now, folks. That's nighttime racing again. Hopefully, no rain delays. At Daytona, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT.
Terrible NASCAR television.
Here we go. This is our crapshoot time, right, Sidekick? I mean, big restrictor plate track, drafting, monster wrecks that can just destroy your entire team right before your very eyes. What do you suggest for us this week? Particularly like guys like myself who are like on the bubble. Well, on the bubble, I'm way below. I'm like 11th, I think.
Well, to steal a phrase.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Boogity, boogity, boogity. Roll the dice. We're going restrictor plate racing this weekend. all right. So let's get to who we're going to pick this week. It's going to be a little bit of Groundhog Day here, as I say. Remember last week when I said, duh, it's Jimmy friggin' Johnson? Well.
Duh, it's friggin' Johnson.
First one on the list again. Duh, it's Jimmy friggin' Johnson. He swept top fives on restrictor plate tracks this year.
Okay.
So, you know, and he usually runs well. $28, a little pricey. But we're going to, you know, it's go time. We're going to start swinging for the fences.
Right.
We're going to throw Kyle Busch in. Kyle Busch is first in driver rating, first in quality passes, and first in laps in the top 15, which are all categories for NASCAR points,
mm-hmm.
the fantasy points. Also, he's pretty decent on restrictor plate tracks.
Okay.
He's 27-50. We're going to throw last week's winner, Matt Kenseth, who swept top tens at Daytona last year.
Yeah.
Winning the Daytona 500 last year.
Right.
Was running really well this year until he blew a motor.
Mm-hmm.
Toyota has said, you know, remember a couple of weeks back,
yeah,
they
we
had
were
all
talking
these
about
problems
it.
With
right,
the
we
motors blowing.
Right.
They've gone back. They've done some re-engineering on the motors. They've tuned down the motors a little bit so that they're more dependable. So look for Matt Kenseth this weekend.
Okay.
He is 27.75. Just writing checks. Then we're going to round out with David Reagan, who won Talladega this year.
Okay.
Runs fairly well on restrictor plate tracks, and he's only
8.75. Okay.
And then just to fill out the roster, we're going to throw Terry Labonte on there. He's 7.75. That squeaks your roster in at 99.75.
All
25
right.
cents to spare.
There you go, folks.
Go get some bubble gum.
There you go, folks. That's what we got for this week.
Yep.
Daytona, Saturday night. That should be fun.
Under the lights.
Today is the last day for fan voting for the All-Star Game, Major League Baseball All-Star Game.
Yep.
So, suggestion, if you haven't stuffed the ballot box enough yet, make sure you take some time to get over today to MLB.com and put all those guys in that, well, I won't say they shouldn't be there, but if you're stuffing the ballot box on the last night, they probably shouldn't be there. But go ahead. In the meantime...
I put my all 45 of my votes on Yachty.
In the meantime, though, we have a couple of all-star teams to mention here as we look through the current standings, and let's go take a look at those. Over in the American League, Boston Red Sox are still 3.5 games ahead of now the Baltimore Orioles, coming off a terrific last weekend sweep of the New York Yankees, the Orioles were. In the Central, the Detroit Tigers are just a half game in front of the Cleveland Indians. That continues to be a very competitive division. And in the West, well, now it's the Oakland A's this week on top, going ahead of the Texas Rangers, just a half game in front of them. In the National League, the Atlanta Braves are 7 games in front of the Washington Nationals. It would seem that Atlanta is just kind of now starting to put that thing into gear and run away with it. But my goodness, the Pittsburgh Pirates have to be the story of Major League Baseball in the past probably, what, 2.5 weeks. Best record in baseball at this point, 9-1 in their last 10, and now 2 games in front of the St. Louis Cardinals in the Central. Where in the world did the Pittsburgh Pirates come from? And in the West, the Arizona Diamondbacks are 2.5 games in front of the Colorado Rockies. What do you make of those Pirates?
Dude. Where did they come from? Where did they come from? They're, you know, it's like the other, you know, the other year when the Cardinals won the World Series.
Yeah, a little
where,
bit.
You know, they went on that run.
But the Cardinals came in late in the season. This is,
yeah, this
we're,
is a little
we're
bit
not
sooner,
even, you know,
but, you know, we'll see if they, you know, they
wow. All righty.
So.
It's time again for Frat House Mike's Screwball Stories.
Well, the stories today are, well, a little bit shocking. There's one there that's a little bit disappointing, one there that's kind of cute. Oh, and we're back
cute.
On... Yeah, you
don't do cute.
All right, you're right. We don't do cute.
Come on.
All right, but we are back on the Manny Watch. We're back on the Manny Watch
well,
here
I could
at the
say,
Frat House.
Something not so surprising.
Let's kick it off with this one. This one is kind of the shocking one a little bit. This past Sunday, residents of Cuba, well known as some of the most ravenous baseball fans in the entire world, were treated to something they haven't seen since 1961. Yeah, you doing the math?
5 minutes at the frat house?
that would be nice, yeah. Well, you can get, well, I guess they can get that, I'm not sure. But hey, if you're doing the math real quick, 1961, that was 52 years ago. What did they get? They got themselves a fully covered and broadcasted American Major League Baseball game. This was the first time since the days of tensions between Kennedy and Castro that Cubans were able to see a Major League Baseball game broadcast over their airwaves into their living rooms via their televisions.
Wow.
You know, I was just going to say, I was just getting in the infamous words of one Oprah Winfrey.
Let me tell you, many of the humans down there were actually repeating her sentiment there. Wow. Because oddly enough, though, what was rebroadcast of the game, it was a game between the Washington Nationals and the Atlanta Braves, played on May 2nd.
I was going to say, was it the Astros from the National League?
Yeah, really, from a couple of years ago? Cuba believes in taking baby steps. Baby steps, you know. Bring your baseball game. Haven't brought you one in 52 years. Look, it's only 2 months old.
It was on TiVo.
All right. You know, it's kind of a sad thing here. It seems we just can't talk about baseball without also mentioning drug use.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
Yeah, well, that might have been the response from one umpire. Now comes the word we even need to be concerned about the officials in baseball. It was reported the other day that 43-year-old umpire Brian Runge was dismissed for a drug violation. Now, it was not reported what drug substance was discovered during testing. I can't imagine it was performance enhancement. Has anybody ever seen Runge? But I can't imagine it was
so
that.
So you're saying he may have been hitting a little bit of
maybe doing, you know, some nose candy. This was the...
Not the nose candy reference.
Am I dating myself? This was the first time, believe it or not, in Major League Baseball history that an umpire was removed for any other reason aside from injury, and the first time, actually, that an umpire has been replaced at all in the last 13 years.
Just goes to prove, no matter how bad you are, we won't get rid of you. Smoke something, snort something,
but maybe they
just
want
something, you're gone.
Runge has been umpiring in the big leagues since 1999. No more now, though. Oof. I don't know. Why?
Party like it's 1999.
Now, here's our feel-good screwy story for the week. New York Yankees great Mariano Rivera is currently on his retirement tour. Now, knowing this, Minnesota Twins manager Ron Gardenhire, well, he decided to get creative with a retirement gift for Rivera. The team commissioned the construction of an old wood granny-style rocker. You'd like this.
I would.
Except this one was assembled from, are you ready? It was assembled from broken bats. Are you ready? Specifically ones that were victims of Rivera's cutter. So all of the bats that were broken here, you can see they're broken right there, off of pitches from Rivera. In formally presenting the chair to Rivera, they referenced it as the Chair of Broken Dreams. I thought that was really cool.
I thought that was just fabulous.
Good job to Mariano Rivera, and wonderful to the Minnesota Twins for coming up with that idea. All right, let's get on to our Manny Watch, because we seem to have a fixation here with the movement and frequent foibles of one Manny Ramirez. And as I pointed out, the Manny Watch is back on again. We reported here 2 weeks ago that Manny had mysteriously been removed or disappeared from the roster of the Taiwanese team, the EDA Rhinos, after wowing the fans of that team.
Some of those video clips, it looked like he was a rhino, all right.
Sliding in the second. Okay. Rumors were he was heading to Japan. We had surmised perhaps maybe that was because of the Jews' baseballs there. Here's what we know. Now we know where he is. Manny has appeared back on the roster, believe it or not, of a major league team. This time, the AAA Round Rock team, an affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Now, you might remember that we reported, because we've been on the Manny Watch, it feels like forever here, you might remember that we reported the woeful performance of Ramirez last season playing for the Oakland A's AAA team, before being released after just 17 games. Now, his previous Taiwanese experience that he's just gone through is frequently compared to playing with, well, maybe a major league single A team. So I don't know how this is all going to translate. We'll see how this works out.
But guess what? Is that his rehab assignment?
Yeah, really.
Good God.
But guess what? Stay tuned, because if anybody's going to be on the Manny Watch, it's going to be Fred House. We're going to be there.
Who does that? Who has time?
Well, believe it or not, Manny, we are pulling for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go put some Manny steaks out on the grill tonight.
All right, listen, before we get out of baseball, let's go take a look at, another in our frequent 5 minutes outside the frat house, which came last Sunday.
From Veterans Stadium.
No, it did not. You're going to confuse everybody. Veterans Stadium, no kidding.
Yeah.
Veterans Stadium doesn't exist, folks. Okay. It came last Sunday when Sidekick and I took a visit to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum up in Cooperstown, New York. And yes, those are actually seats that came from the old Veterans Stadium. And there we were. We were there right there at the... I found the whole place just fascinating. It was wonderful.
Can't wait to go back.
Yeah, we are actually... Because we didn't have enough time. You really don't have enough time. I mean, we had like, what?
For
3.5 hours.
We were every display, we were like... My kids in a candy shop.
You have to read it all, you know, and there's just not enough time to go through everything.
We need another day just to go through the museum again.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of the other sites that are in Cooperstown
that
we didn't even get to.
Oh, yeah.
We spent 5 minutes at the...
We spent more time on the outside, on the side of the turnpike.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, we spent...
Bucktown on the way back.
5 minutes at the water ice place. We spent 15 minutes at the pizza place.
Oh.
You know, there's a burger shop. There's
You found the pizza place. It was a great time. Cooperstown is a beautiful little town. If you get a chance to go there, well, I'll tell you something. Americana all the way down the line.
Yep.
Right there. They captured it.
Yeah, literally. You pull into Cooperstown, and you're like in Midtown America, like Leave It to Beaver.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You're
what
looking
was that, what
for...
was that movie where everything went black and white? What was that? Oh, I forget the name of that movie. Guys, what was it? What was it? Pleasantville. Pleasantville. That was it. Pleasantville. There you go.
But it was just...
That was Cooperstown. Pleasantville.
It was amazing.
Except it was in colors, thankfully. All right, let's go real quick. Let's go take a look at our Frat House Sports Facebook post of the week, and it had hockey flavor, which means, Sidekick, you can comment on this now.
Well, I was going to say,
You got hockey news?
No. You sent the roster, the topic for the week, and there was no NHL, and I'm like, I can talk about NHL all you want now.
It's July,
and there's
man.
No NHL.
It's July.
None. Yeah, but we got LeCavalier.
The guy's all pent up. He's all pent up. He's wanted to talk about hockey. It's obvious he wanted to talk about hockey, and he couldn't be able to do it.
I can talk about hockey.
He had to keep his mouth shut. Now he wants to talk about hockey, and there ain't nothing
to
talk about.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Oh. All right, let's get to that.
We got some grilling to get to.
We just want pork steaks at this point. Let's get to the post. It came the other when I posted about the Philadelphia Flyers acquiring 33-year-old former Tampa Bay Lightning captain Vinny LeCavalier, and I associated the story with a comment. The Philadelphia Flyers signed 33-year-old Vinny LeCavalier to a 5-year deal worth $20-plus million. While everyone in Philly seems excited about this one, I'm reserving judgment for the moment. And there I am reserving judgment, I will tell you right now.
Hey, you're not the only one. I don't trust any personnel move that any Philly team makes.
Woo.
I don't care if you're the Eagles, the 76ers, the Union. I don't trust any move any team in Philly makes. I'm sorry.
There's something screwy around here.
Well, I'm concerned only because I look at the age and I'm looking at the amount of money. Anyhow, that post got the most views and generated quite a bit of comment. And that's what we like to see over on our Facebook page. So keep that sort of thing coming. Keep the post coming over on the Frat House Sports Facebook page, please. All right? All right, real quick, we'll run around. Independence Day, and we will thank so many of our friends that have supported us over the year. How about Fan Junkies? FanJunkies.net, where sports meets social networking. Make sure you get out there. Check them out. It's Facebook,
just for sports geeks like
and
us.
And that's what women want.
And that right, exactly, they want Fan Junkies Radio. That's what they want. Jonathan and I, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Blog Talk Radio. Look it up, 12 noon
yep.
Eastern time. All right, great stuff over there.
Yep. Save
Thursday.
Yourself the money, skip the oysters and the clams and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Just turn on, you know, skip the soft music, just put on the Fan Junkies Radio.
And
there you go.
What happens? They melt? Never mind.
Who does
and
that?
Then,
who has time?
We've got Sports Blogger Radio for our Boston sports fans.
Yep.
All right? From on Thursdays on Fan Junkies Radio Network. Got to check them out. Scott and John coming to you from Boston, talking all the Boston sports. And then
the Boston stuff.
And then myself on Frat House Saturdays, rebroadcasting everything we do right here. CLW83.com. Many, many thanks to my good buddies Jim and Carl down there for all the help they're giving us here at Frat House Sports. And in particular, my attempt personally at getting out. I put in a video, as you well know, to 97.5 The Fanatic to become one of their new voices for a year-long
yep.
possibility over on 97.5 The Fanatic right here in Philadelphia. Submitted them a video, and it looks like we're doing fairly well. Many thanks to Jim and to Carl for all the help they have given.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Us right here at
Make Fanatic. My day.
Thank you very much. We appreciate everything you've done.
Go to the links for 97.5 and do his video. Click the like, watch it, comment it on. This guy is the most passionate guy I know in Philadelphia. You're not going to find another fan more passionate. That's why we do this show.
You're right.
So
thank you. I appreciate that. But if and listen, to find those links, the best thing to do, just go over to our Facebook page, Frat House Sports. Give it a like if you haven't already. And you'll find all those links, and you'll be able to get to the links to the 97.5 Fanatic Dream Job, which is what I submitted for. And thank you. I appreciate
don't
that.
Don't dislike
thank
the
you.
Updates.
No.
That we post.
You have to actually go to the link and then give it the thumbs up button.
Yep.
Hit the thumbs up button for liking Mike from Eagleville. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And then last but not least, make sure you're checking us out over on frathousesports.net. Almost a year long strong we're going over there with our own website. All right? Hey, listen, we wish everybody the very, very best 4th of July. Keep yourself safe. Have a good time. Obviously, you can see we are right here. One more thing I'm going to ask you to do. Keep us real, keep us live, and keep us going. We'll see you next week. See you then.
Alrighty, there you go. That's this week's 5 minutes at the Frat House, number 96. You heard reference in there at the end of that to the fact that a local radio station right here in the Philadelphia region, a sports talk radio program, 97.5 The Fanatic, is running a contest. This is the second time they've done this. They did it 2 years ago. They're running a contest to get a new voice for a once-a-week job there with the station running their own talk radio program. 2 years ago, I put together a couple of practice audition tapes and wasn't actually very pleased with them. And subsequently, I never actually submitted 2 years ago when they did this the first time. Interestingly enough, however, the practice audition tapes actually led to what is now 5 minutes at the Frat House. It was a result of that I got very interested in doing this sort of thing. And out of that audition tape, that practice one that I did 2 years ago, that was actually the genesis for 5 minutes at the Frat House. And so 97.5 The Fanatic, which is an ESPN affiliate right here in the Philadelphia region, they are running this contest again now. And, I didn't back out this time. This time, in fact, I did submit a video. And from our best guesstimate at this particular moment, there probably were about 100 or so videos that were submitted in the category that I submitted. And from all appearances at this point right now, we are guesstimating that we're coming in right around second place right now as far as the number of likes coming from viewers of the video. What I'd like to do real quick here, it's only about a two-and-a-half-minute video. I'd like to play for you the actual audition tape that I submitted to 97.5 The Fanatic. And let me play that for you right now.
Hey there, and thank you for tuning in today. I am your host, Mike McShane, from Eagleville, Pennsylvania, and this is my 97.5 The Fanatic Dream Job entry. Let me put this out there for your consideration and perhaps your comment. You know, we all love Philadelphia fans. We respect them. We admire them. And Phillies fans in particular, of which I count myself a part of that group dating back to 1970. But as a sports fan, realist, and analyst, there comes a point when loyal, blind fandom just becomes stupidity. Phil's fans, listen to me. Stop getting perturbed and upset by this year's version of the Fightins. They are what they are, and that is a once very good, annually contending National League home run hitting powerhouse that has aged, that has been modestly, financially mismanaged upstairs, and with frequently botched decision-making being made downstairs on the field, whose era was not over in April or May of this season, but probably more like about 18 months ago. For the life of me, I don't know where Philadelphia analysts were coming from back in March and April that predicted that this Phillies team could contend for second place, perhaps even first, in the NL East. At worst, get a wild card berth. In mid-February, I put out an article that appeared on numerous sports-related websites indicating the Phillies would be a 500 team. At best, they may even struggle to get there. In fact, I indicated they may end up fourth. That's just being realistic, folks. It doesn't take a sabermetrician to analyze, extrapolate, and project what they would be based upon the degenerative product that we have witnessed over the last 3.5 seasons. Nonetheless, fans and analysts bought the Kool-Aid of Delmon Young, Ben Revere, and Michael Young. Wrapped those guys around our World Series winning core from 08, and everything's just going to be fine. To this moment, talking head analysts continue to try to buoy the fans' belief, as it seems the drop-dead date keeps seemingly getting pushed back from one 10-game series to the next. I was hearing, well, we'll know what this team is really made of after the next 10 games. I was hearing that back in mid-May. Not once have I ever bought their package, and for that, I am all the better, simply because I've had no expectation. Get real. This era is over, and we need to look forward to better days. There's no quick-fix scheme that's going to work any longer, so let's just be patient. Fans, your emotions would be better spent on laughing at the idiocy of a Chip Kelly offense working in the NFL with Michael Vick or Matt Barkley. The Sixers placing a team together with the likes of Andrew Bynum and no coach. Or watching the continued dreadful woes of the Flyers' goaltending and defense. Let the Phils die in peace. 610-632-0975. Let me know.
Yeah, now, don't you think, come on, that guy deserves a radio show on an FM station in the fourth, fifth largest market in Philadelphia. I absolutely believe that. And if you do as well, here's what I would ask you to do. There's two things you can do for me in the next couple of days that we have left, because this is just phase one of the contest. Phase one of the contest is simply to get as many people to go out, take a look at the video, express their agreement with it or like it, give it a thumbs up, like the video, maybe even leave a comment on it. To do that, you have to go directly to 97.5 The Fanatic's webpage, which is 975 The Fanatic. www.975thefanatic.com. Go over there, click on the banner at that comes up for the Dream Job contest. Go in on that, click on the mail category. There'll be a link for mail, and then look for Mike from Eagleville. Mike from Eagleville. Now, that's one way you can do it, and then watch the video. You just heard it here. You can watch the whole video, and then go down below that and click the thumbs up button. You can do it that way, or, as we pointed out in 5 minutes at the Frat House, the easier thing to do would be to just go to our Facebook page, which is Frat House Sports. You got to leave spaces in between the words because there is another Frat House Sports out there on Facebook. So leave spaces in between, Frat House Sports. And you on the Facebook page, you will find the links directly for the video that is posted up on 97.5 The Fanatic. And that's a much easier way to get to it. And then simply, again, just go in, take a look at the video, scroll below it, and click the thumbs up button. And that's phase one. And hopefully by next week at this time, I'll be able to tell you that perhaps maybe I am a semifinalist in that. That's what our goal is at the moment. Thank you very much. I appreciate it if you could do that for me. Let's get you up to date with what is happening in Major League Baseball. Two games, as I pointed out at the top of the show, that are going on right now. You've got the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees right now are tied up at 2-2. And that is in the top of the third. Orioles are playing up in New York. You might remember that the Orioles played the Yankees last week as well and swept them. Now, I believe New York won last night. So, currently right now, Baltimore is still in second place in the AL East. However, let's see. I just wanted to catch the score on that last night. Yeah, Baltimore lost last night 3-2. To the Yankees. Nonetheless, Baltimore right now is still 5.5 games up in, or 5.5 games out of first place in the AL East. Boston right now is leading the AL East. In the bottom of the first right now, the Minnesota Twins have a 1-0 lead on Toronto, on Toronto Blue Jays. Toronto, that game is being played in Toronto. All right. Okay. We are up to date with Major League Baseball. We are up to date with everything coming to you from here at the Frat House. So let me just throw a couple of reminders out to you. First of all, make sure, please, you get over and check out Jonathan's website, fanjunkies.net. All one word, fanjunkies.net, where sports meets social networking. This is Facebook, but it is just for sports nuts, like all of us. If you're listening to this program, then you're a sports nut like I am. So where do you want to be? You want to go over to fanjunkies.net and sign up for that. Completely free. Won't take you, but seriously, doesn't take you more than a couple of seconds to sign up. And then you'll be in with all of the Fan Junkie nuts from all across the country. Fan Junkies Radio Network, you are listening to it. We are on it right now with Frat House Saturday, but there are many other programs. There is our Monday program, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Fan Junkies Radio with Jonathan Regis and myself coming to you right here at 12 noon Eastern time on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Please continue to support that and give us a listen Monday, Wednesday, and Friday during your lunch hour. Sports Blaga Radio also appears right here on our network Thursday evenings at 8 p.m. John Leary and Scott Blooney. Well, they took the Independence Day holiday off this week, so there was no Sports Blaga program, but yeah, they'll be back next week. Too much. There is just too much going on in Boston not to have John and Scott back on the air. So they'll be coming back to us next Thursday evening at 8 p.m. And this is for all you folks that follow and track your Boston sports, the Celtics, the New England Patriots, Boston Bruins, Boston Red Sox. These guys cover Boston sports like no one else. Many thanks to, as well as you heard me say earlier in 5 minutes at the Frat House, many, many thanks to Jim Williams. Jim Williams is going to be on with me for the next I think it's Wednesday, Thursday, and then also next Monday, filling in for Jonathan Regis right here on Fan Junkies Radio on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Monday, Jonathan will be here, but Wednesday, Friday of this coming week, Jim will be sitting in, and so it'll be Jim and I. But Jim Williams, just terrific, terrific job he and Carl do over at CLW83.com. Please check their programming out as well. Many thanks to them for all of the rebroadcasts they do for us. They rebroadcast all of our Fan Junkies Radio Network programs over there at CLW83. But you got to get over there and check them out. Check out some of their own original programming as well. And I will be back here again with you next week for another Frat House Saturday. In the meantime, I'm going to ask you to do one more thing. I think you know what that is. I need you to keep us real, keep us live, and keep us going. I'll catch you next week. See you then.
Maybe you're a 49ers fan in Jacksonville or a Jets fan in Houston, and you're looking to connect with fellow fans from hundreds or thousands of miles away. Look no further than FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net is a social networking site dedicated to fans of every team and every league. Connect with baseball, football, basketball, and hockey fans from throughout the country and throughout the world. Get the latest news, take polls, and interact in live chats on game day. And best of all, it's absolutely free to join. Sign up today at FanJunkies.net. FanJunkies.net, where sports meets social networking.